Buona serata, Alessandro.
Hi guys, thank you for making the time for joining us today, Ryan and Dennis, 3F Racing. First of all, how are you guys?
Really good. Flew into Germany today. I am severely jet lagged, very tired, very exhausted, but really excited for the week coming up here in Venray. Two big races in Euro 2 and Euro Pro, so got Lyric Security on the car, Critical Path as always, and Custom Kings on there as well. So just a really good group of partners we got on there to really try and make the most out of a weekend that we've been looking forward to.
I'm also pretty good. So I had a busy day, busy weeks, like always, trying to fulfill business, what's needed for 3F Racing to follow our dreams with USA Racing, with Euro NASCAR. So yeah, and we are really happy joining you for the call.
Before we get into Venray, Vargas, oh, Ryan, Vargas.
Vargas.
Ryan, you mentioned it, but before we will go into the interview deeply and talk about Venray, let us reflect the season so far. Ryan, you scored 2 second places and 2 third places in the Junior Trophy, as well as a 10th place overall in the Pro Racing Great Britain. How proud are you of yourself having accomplished those achievements? Scoring those results, being in the hunt for the Junior Trophy, but also, Dennis, for you as a team boss, the development of the team, the group of people, being even more competitive from race to race. What is your take? What is the key element to be in this position?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start, with the way our season started in Valencia, we had two torn up race cars, and made the most out of what should have been a abysmal weekend. We went to Vallelunga, had plenty of speed, and just had mechanical failures that sidelined us. We go to Brands Hatch, and we had an insane amount of speed, a driver error on Saturday, and then we made up for it on Sunday. So, I can look at this year so far and say that we've done everything that we can on our end to make sure that we've, maximized our performance, maximized our speed, and maximized our effort behind the scenes. And everyone's done a phenomenal job, both working on the car and also helping me as a driver get used to these race tracks. I'm not used to these tracks. I'm not used to these places. So, it's an entirely different mode that I need to be in when I head into these races. So, leaving Brands Hatch with a solid result in the top 10 and another junior category podium, that was a massive, massive result for our 3F Racing team with Critical Path Security. And we just hope to continue this momentum. That's the biggest thing. We finally have momentum. We haven't had it all season. We've had good speed. We've had top 10, top 5 speed. Just haven't had the luck, I guess you could say. I hate attributing things to luck because I feel like that's such an easy cop out. But I really feel like a lot of things this year have just come down to bad luck.
Yeah, I agree with Ryan. So I think we had all season long like really good speed. It's just not reflecting in the results so far, but Brands Hatch, especially from Saturday to Sunday, was a great turnover. On Sunday we were the second fastest car on track. This is basically where we wanted to be, and I hope that now we're able to deliver and can make this speed into the results we deserve to have.
Okay, I mean, that's was a lot and sounds great. But also not only how to say the talent is important to be competitive on the racetrack, but also the chemistry within the team and the manpower you have. How important is this for both of you as driver and as a team boss that you have a functioning and good group of people who are enjoying and being really into it to give it all from day in to day out to be competitive, as you mentioned, and getting those results.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I firmly believe that we have some of the best chemistry on the grid. Our team has been phenomenal this year. We have a really good group of guys and gals that have done a ton of work to help both make the car better and make me better as a race car driver. Every racetrack we go to this year, aside from Germany and Zolder, are tracks that I've never seen before, never driven on, never looked at, never been in the presence of. And so for us to go to these tracks and have that top 10, top five speed, and to be able to go to tracks like Brands Hatch and be able to pass eight cars like we did on Sunday and have that speed, you know, that shows not just what I'm learning as a driver, right, but the amount of, you know, how much this team has pushed me to be better as a race car driver, and how much they pushed me to be, you know, overall just a better team player.
I couldn't agree more. So I'm like incredibly happy with the group of people we have at the car. So the team and the job, what the team is doing, is incredible. So yeah, I have nothing more to say. So I'm very, very happy with the guys, with the mechanics, with the engineers that are working at our car. They are doing a tremendous job. So this is definitely a shout out to our guys at the car that are doing every second, every minute, every day, an incredible job at the car.
Okay, I will add one question. Mm-hmm. Because this is going to be delayed. Like, we're going to post this later, right? This interview, I'm assuming?
Yeah, tomorrow night I would like to. What?
What?
But you're doing a thumbs up? And it keeps doing the
I wanted to mention that right now because it is triggering me since 5 minutes and it's all the time.
You can leave it in.
I thought it was really funny. I also thought it was really funny. I was there, like, okay guys, Ryan, are you pressing all the time?
Why are you doing that? But I look at the screen, I'm like, oh, it's
Dennis. That was not a secret sign to Alessandro. So like,
but we're happy. We are very happy.
Partying.
We have fireworks.
Okay.
So, I don't know why it's doing that automatically, but it is.
If you do this, it's like, oh yeah. My God. This is what. Honestly, this is the only thing you should post. Thumbs up and then we are happy.
Put the thumbs up then.
Yeah.
Okay, then we will leave it in. Okay, off topic as we all are.
Okay, I got to use my arms like this. there's no thumbs up.
Yeah.
I don't want to give him too much confidence for Van Ray. So no thumbs up. So I want that he puts in even more hard work to be good in Van Ray. So no thumbs up. Okay.
So now that you ultimately proved that there's a lot of chemistry within the team, let's talk about Van Ray, the big elephant in the in the room. Ryan, you're going to do the double duty for the first time in your career, in your young Euro NASCAR career. Dennis told us the reason for it, but for you as a driver, never raced on the oval in the Netherlands, not knowing it from platforms like iRacing or such, because it isn't available there yet. How tough it is, do you think, going to be for you to not only drive in the 100-lap pro race, but also in the 70-lap race, two race, you know, going to do the double duty? How are you going to prepare yourself mentally, psychologically, and also body-wise?
Yeah, I mean, you know, body-wise, I feel plenty confident. You know, I've been able to work with Hunter at Fit Stop Performance, and I have some great folks at NutriShop Monterey Park that have been helping me, you know, with supplements and stuff that help me out with that. So I'm not worried about that. But, you know, going into this weekend, you know, a lot of people look at us as, you know, a favorite, I guess, which is a cool feeling. It's cool to go into a weekend being a favorite. I haven't had that in a long time. But at the same time, I know that the field is very talented. They're very rapid. Everyone in this field is going to adapt. I'm not going into this with the mindset of, you know, oh, I should be, you know, I should be the winner. You know what I mean? I'm going in this hoping, you know, to be up in that mix, hoping to be in that, you know, fighting for the win, fighting for a podium, fighting in the top five. You know, that's what I hope for. But at the end of the day, I know these guys are very rapid. They are going to put up their best effort. I mean, Vittorio Guarelli won the Euro 2 race in 2019, and he's currently the championship points leader, and, you know, he's running a fantastic season. I expect him to be my biggest competition this weekend. You know, you have Liam Hesmans, who's, you know, their team has, you know, put on clinics there, you know, running with Loris Hesmans, right? So, you know, there's tons of guys in this field that have plenty of talent to go out and compete. And being able to do double duty was a really big bit of importance to me, because, you know, not only getting the opportunity to represent Lyra Security overseas on the NASCAR Euro Series side, but also being able to get more laps behind the wheel, get behind the wheel at the oval, get back acclimated with driving on an oval, get used to driving the Euro car on an oval. Because a lot of people, you know, would think, oh, well, that's just normal, right? But the Euro Series cars are made for road courses. You know, it's a road course centric race car. So we're going to have to fine tune the setup and get it right. And also, you know, there's a lot of things behind the scenes that, you know, are just going to have to be put in to make sure that we have the best opportunity possible to maximize the weekend, maximize points, and continue to build on the momentum that we have.
Dennis, from you as a team owner, are you going to be more nervous than usual, or are you going to say, you know what, I don't even have to look at it because I know Ryan's going to rock it and win both races, as he's going to be the favorite?
You know, I'm doing racing for 17 years, so I always had pressure on my shoulders and many 24 hours races, GT World Challenge races, or GT Masters or DTM races. So I really trust Ryan, and I think that we're going to have a really good package for this weekend with the team and with Ryan's old experience. For sure, like that, everybody's saying like, oh yeah, you guys are favored to win the race, put some extra pressure on it. So for sure, I would love to prove them right. Yep. That we're gonna fulfill this and gonna take two good results home. But most important is taking home as much championship points that needed to get us in a good positions, good position late in the season. So I'm not really nervous. So I'm very looking forward into the race weekend, and I can't wait that we have Van Ray. By the way, whoever cares, it's my birthday on Sunday. So for sure, I would love to have a great result. Luckily, 2018, I got 1-2 win at Nürburgring with my drivers, and
no pressure, Ryan.
So yeah. Bring home trophies.
Yes,
but no pressure. But no, I'm not really nervous, because I trust Ryan, I trust my team, and I think we're in a good position. So, but what's in the end, Ryan explained that pretty well. It's not that we're racing against a bunch of terrible drivers. Some of the drivers know this track very, very well, and they are anyway really good race car drivers. So Ryan mentioned Vittorio Guerrelli. He's fast everywhere this year. Mark Gosens, a driver like, come on, he won everything what you can win in racing. So it might be hard to beat him, but yeah, anyway, I think we're in a good position. We're going to do our best, and I hope that we can succeed in the end of the weekend to get me a birthday trophy.
It's a good opportunity to level the playing field, basically.
And get me a birthday trophy.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, the birthday trophy. That's the big thing.
The birthday trophy. This is all about this weekend, okay? Yeah. The birthday trophy.
Ryan, if you don't win it, don't even bother coming back. That's it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking about. I wanted to ask Ryan, if I have it correct on the top of my head, you raced in Richmond this year, the Xfinity car. Am I right?
Yep.
So physically, Richmond is a tough track, or even mentally, because it's so short, but with high speed. Are you going to, how do we say it? Expecting that also in Vendray, that is, mm-hmm. Even it's a half mile, that is going to be fast, narrow, little margin for errors. Is it maybe even something like Bristol? Is it comparable to Bristol, Vendray?
So I'm going into this race basically with the same mindset that I've gone into a lot of my races, right? You know, it's really funny to me, you know, we're looking at 70 lap race on Saturday, 100 lap race on Sunday. You know, I'm used to 250 miles, 300 miles, and sometimes those races get extended into overtime and we go 310, 315 miles. So, you know, the length isn't something that really concerns me. It's more of the case of just learning a new track. Now, I did a lot of practice on the sim, although Van Ray isn't on any sims really, you know, for the most part. I did a lot of practice at Irwindale Speedway, which is a track that I grew up racing at personally, and it actually, you know, matches the driving style of Venray. So I use that a lot this week to try and get myself back into the rhythm of, you know, driving, you know, at a short track like this, driving at a high momentum, you know, multi-groove, top lane dominant short track. And I think that's going to be the main focus, you know, going into this weekend.
So, wait, just to check my questions I have for you. Actually, I think we collected all because you somehow crossed your answers like that, that you also answered the question I would like to ask you on the end of it.
I think it's because we're just like media professionals, yeah. You know what? So, Alessandro, two questions for you if we're having this interview. So, first of all, you're not coming to Venray. Why?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm driving up on Friday morning. I'm coming up, and with Daniel, my co-worker at Lefton's Only, with Robert and Rob, also in the team. Okay. But also only me and Daniel are going to be up there in Venray. So we will meet you on Saturday and drive off after the pro race.
So I'm going to meet you for the first time in real, right?
Yeah,
so awesome. Romantic. So what are you doing Sunday night?
With Daniel, watching the national race, probably. Why?
This is a fucking bullshit. You come to Cologne and celebrate my birthday with me on Sunday night in Cologne, in a very nice Cologne pub.
I don't drink anymore. I stopped drinking on the 15th of April this year.
Yeah, they have
Fanta, Coke, water. we'll have to discuss that with Daniel.
No, you have to discuss this with you. So if you want to continue doing interviews with us, so you have to show up on my birthday. It's like a mandatory thing. Come on.
You're going to have
GT3 drivers, GT World Challenge drivers there. So come on. So you have to show up in Cologne for my birthday.
Dennis, just a question. Since Ryan and I are both the same age, we're actually just 1 month apart in birthdays.
Hey, you're that little?
Yeah, he's, I think, 23rd September you are, right?
Yeah, 23rd September.
In October, I will tell you personally which date exactly. I don't like it to share with the world.
That's fine.
But Dennis, I think I know you're going to the 50s. And how far are you before this end?
are you damn kidding?
That was good.
Oh, well played, my friend. Happy this weekend.
2000s are going to take over. It's the new millennial, guys. No, just joking. But Ryan, my question for you is, I would like to tell you this German sentence and would like you to repeat it just to test how good you are in German. So,
oh God, is there anything bad?
Yes. It's going to be, in English, it's going to be, who brakes later is going to drive faster longer. In German, it would be.
I was about to answer this in German. Okay.
In German, it's going to be.
I'm ready.
Wer später bremst, fährt länger schnell.
Wer später bremst. What's the second half?
Fährt länger schnell.
We're figuring it out. Das ist jetzt natürlich, du hast das jetzt dem Ryan mit einem österreichischen Akzent erklärt, ne? Also das ist natürlich so ein bisschen Nachteil, ne?
Yeah, he just mentioned that given that I was born and raised in Vienna, connecting to the Austrian accent, I told you that in the Austrian accent and not in the Hochdeutsch would be the
Ja. Nee, ich spreche ja auch kein Hochdeutsch, ich spreche ja mit einem Kölschen Akzent. Ja. Ne? Also von daher.
I mean, it's by science, it's proof that the Austrian German is better than the German German, but that's another topic.
Oh my God. Honestly, you're not making it any better. So for this, what you just said, if you not show up at my birthday party, my friend, very, very, very honestly, I'm not gonna answer your messages, okay?
I will stop by in Cologne. I've never been to Cologne apart from the airport, which I didn't like. I could, from the look of it, but it's another topic.
Wie wir beim FC Köln sagen, herzlich willkommen in der schönsten Stadt Deutschlands. Herzlich willkommen in Köln. So It would be my pleasure if you and whoever is with you from Left Turns Only is showing up at my birthday party, for sure without interviews, but I would be really happy having you there.
We will try. We'll discuss with them and then...
No. It's called We Will Be There.
Okay, we will be there.
We will be there. Okay, my friend.
It's just, is it a bad point now to mention that in Germany I support Dynamo Dresden?
Or is it no, absolutely not. You know that I used to live 2 years in Dresden. So beside the FC Cologne, if there's one team I support in Germany, it's Dynamo Dresden. So absolutely.
Ryan, what the hell is going on?
I have no idea what's happening right now.
Ryan is not having any idea what's happening, but no, absolutely. Also Dynamo Dresden auf jeden Fall. Ja, aber ich hätte noch eine zweite Frage für dich, ne, wenn wir jetzt hier ein Interview machen.
Bitte.
Sorry, I switched English. So I had a second question for you. So what's your take? Who's going to win the Euros in 2024?
Actually, I thought it was going to be Croatia because they have that underdog vibe on it.
That worked out pretty well, right?
Then, because I didn't think Italy, given how bad they played the last 2 years, actually, they're going to be the winners. I think Spain has a lot of good chances, given that it's a unit. Germany will be tough. England won't do it. France will step on over their own arrogance. You know what?
Forza Italia.
So it's going to be, Ryan, you see in Germany right now, it's everywhere football. It's football, not soccer. Not too confusing, it's football.
It's all football right now.
It's football. Football.
Know, super interesting thing I learned, that the word soccer comes from British English as well. I never knew that. I just watched a documentary, but even the word soccer comes from football. So
Ryan, say it with
me. Just let me mention, like, the Charlotte FC in the Major League Soccer is doing incredibly good this year. So one of the teams I support. So that's like really cool.
We have one that's good.
Right. The Charlotte we have that is good, right? Right now.
Say it with us. It's football.
Yeah, football. It's football. Fußball.
Good. No, I just wanted to mention that I know you Americans have a take on that.
Yeah.
But that would be it from my side, actually. Thank you, Ryan and Dennis, for joining us. Thank you for taking time. It was a pleasure to talk to you, even though we had a little technical enjoyment at the beginning. Thank you very much. I hope you all the best for the race weekend in Venray. We will meet there. We will talk to you again with it, especially on Sunday. Thank you very, very much. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Alessandro. Always a pleasure talking to you. So looking forward to support us in Venray and can't wait for the next call, interview, whatever.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich. Geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.